Hi, this is Charlotte from PleasureMechanics.com. Welcome to this week's Just the Tip episode of the Speaking of Sex podcast. Each Wednesday, we share a provocative or fascinating excerpt from one of our favorite resources about sex and relationships, and then have a short conversation about it. At the end of each episode, we offer you a tip or a challenge for you to explore in your life. If you want deep, penetrating conversations, please keep tuning in to our Friday episodes. But for thrilling quickies, we're bringing you Just the Tip each Wednesday. This week's episode is for women only. I'm sharing some wisdom this week from Sheila Kelly, who wrote The S Factor Strip Workouts for Every Woman. So even if you're somebody that thinks that pole dancing or learning how to strip is something so far away from your reality, I encourage you to listen along and see if there's anything in this for you. Sheila Kelly is an actress who starred in and produced the film Dancing at the Blue Iguana. She had to prepare for this role by learning how to strip and pole dance, and as a result, she became so fit and fell so in love with this dance form that she decided to take her previous knowledge of ballet and exercise and exotic dancing and combine it into this gorgeous fitness workout. And what she says about it is, S Factor was born when I discovered my sensual power and the best body of my life while preparing for my role as an exotic dancer. My life changed so profoundly just from moving in this organically feminine way that I've dedicated myself to sharing this extraordinary journey with other women. What I love about Sheila Kelly's work is that she has developed a safe, pleasurable practice that guides women in cultivating and activating feeling sexy by teaching women how to strip and pole dance. During her in-person stripping classes, you do movements in a room with other women. There are no mirrors and candlelight. She follows the idea that you practice being in your erotic body for yourself first, and then later choose to share your sexiness with your lover or not. This is a philosophy that here at The Pleasure Mechanics we wholeheartedly believe in. I have one of her teaching videos, and Chris and I have been to a class in LA, and I really like her teaching. In a field where there are a lot of fakers, I consider what I know of her work to be the real deal. So here is an excerpt from her book. She says, "Okay, let's get one thing straight. I am an ordinary, everyday kind of woman. I'm a mother of two with a demanding work schedule and an even more demanding home life. On any given day, I can be seen driving carpool, making marshmallow squares for the PTA, or zooming frantically from a film shoot to teaching to an audition, usually dressed in a scruffy t-shirt and a pair of jeans. If I'm lucky, I sneak in a shower before 9 p.m. In other words, I'm probably a lot like you, except for one thing. I have a stripper's pole in my husband's office. I love to pole dance and strip. I do it every day of the week except for Sundays. Even the obsessed need a break. I don't do it for money and I don't do it for strangers. I strip dance for myself, and if he's been very, very good, I strip for my husband. I do it because it makes me look and feel extraordinary. Because it lets me soar high above the world and its troubles. Because when I dance, layers of self-doubt and self-consciousness fall away to reveal my true, powerful self. I do it, in short, because it has changed my life and continues to change it." Then later on in the book, she goes on to talk about a fabulous moment of stripping for herself. "I put on one of my favorite Clash songs. I began moving, and in that instant, something switched on in me. I was moving without a moment's forethought or self-consciousness. My body became like a river of sinew and muscle and raw energy. There was no one there but me, leaning back against the wall with my hips jutting out unapologetically. I slid languorously to the floor like slow molasses. Once on the floor, I allowed the music to curve and shape me with its wave. Then I was up, swinging around the pole, flying untethered and free. I moved with complete physical and sensual intuition, and for the first time, totally for myself. There was no audience, no camera crew, no man. My body felt solid and strong, yet at the same time fluid, lithe, molten. I felt like a badass and an angel all at once. This wasn't the same high I'd had the night I danced for Richard, who's her husband. It was sharper, fiercer, more vivid. This was about me. I felt luminous." End quote. In our culture, we aren't taught how to feel sexy or sensual in our bodies. We are bombarded with how to look sexy through the marketing of a million products. But how to feel sexy is often confusing for women. Because if you aren't feeling it, feeling sexy can feel completely unreachable sometimes. I believe that feeling sexy has to come from feeling good in our body, no matter what size we are, no matter what we look like, and that we can cultivate practices and ways of being in the world so that we know how to feel sexy when we want to. And I find dance and movement to be an essential tool in this, and Sheila is teaching a particular path. I love this phrase about getting into a state where you can follow your own physical and sensual intuition. This is important, I think. It's a state that I love to be in. I have developed ease in getting into this state by giving massage and by dancing for thousands of hours in my lifetime. It's a state where you learn to pay attention to your body's intuition, your inner cues of how to move next, and then follow that until you get your next direction from your body's intuition. Cultivating this inner knowing is an important part of feeling sexy. Dancing and moving is a wonderful, fun, safe pathway to activate this body intuition and cultivate the state of feeling sexy privately. I believe, as I'm sure Sheila Kelly does, that so much of women's power is stored in our hips. When we move our hips, we unlock chronic tension so more blood and energy flow can reach this magical, mysterious part of our body. The waking up of this area can make us feel more alive, feel more sexual pleasure, and make our orgasms feel stronger and better. There are a couple of challenges for you this week, depending on your level of interest. One option is to put a song on in the privacy of your own home and circle your hips and see how it feels in your body. Hip circles are essential for unlocking tension in your hips and is a wonderful, easy, accessible practice for all of us women to do. Do hip circles for the entire song or just do that movement until your body tells you that it wants to do another move. And then follow that. Just experiment with one song. Do more if you feel like it. This is one step towards beginning to listen to your physical and sensual intuition. Another option is to come over to the show notes page for this episode over at pleasuremechanics.com and watch these videos of everyday women who practice S-Factor dancing and stripping with a pole and see how graceful, beautiful, and powerful it can look and feel. S-Factor has retreats and classes in a few cities in the States. If you're brave and have the resources, I recommend going and trying them or getting one of their videos. Either way, I hope you explore dancing as a fun, safe way to connect to your body's intuition and feel your own sexiness. You can find a link to this book and to Sheila Kelly's work over at pleasuremechanics.com. Hit the podcast button at the top of every page for a complete podcast archive. And for a free weekly dose of sex advice and exclusive giveaways, sign up for our newsletter. When you're ready to master new erotic skills and unleash more pleasure in your life, enroll in one of our erotic mastery courses. Our online multimedia courses cover everything from couples massage to foreplay mastery to erotic spanking, and you'll find them all over at pleasuremechanics.com. Use the code JUSTTHETIP for 20% off the course of your choice. I'm Charlotte from pleasuremechanics.com, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.